Hare Krishna everyone, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Before we start the class, we will read today's Srila Prabhupada's
something.
Quote.
Okay.
Yeah. So today's Srila Prabhupada's quote. Vrindavan does not require to be modernized because Krishna's Vrindavan is transcendental village. They completely depend on nature's beauty, nature's protection. The community in which Krishna preferred to belong was a Vaishya community because Nanda Maharaj happened to be a Vaishya king or landholders, and his main business was cow protection. It is understood that he had 900,000 cows and Krishna and Balaram used to take charge of them, along with these many cowherd boys, friends. And every day in the morning, he used to go out with his friends and cows into the pasturing grounds. June 14th, 1968, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we are very fortunate today. We have Haridas Varya Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, Chapter 1, 267 to 276. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Shripad. Thank you for joining and giving your valuable time and association, Prabhuji. I now hand over the call, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. So today, with another nice background, Prabhuji is ready.
Thank you very much. Am I audible? Very clear? Is it loud and clear?
Yes.
Okay. So first and foremost, thank you very much, Mataji, for the warm welcome. And I pay my humble obeisances to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. And I would like to beg for their mercy before I endeavor to speak on this very transcendental topic today, which is from Chaitanya Bhagavat. So I consider myself not very qualified to speak about the subject matter, but I'm very, 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 very confident that from the mercy of regular listeners, like all of you who have been regularly listening to Chaitanya Bhagavat, by your mercy and blessings, I would be able to execute this service under the lotus feet of the Acharyas. So without further ado, let's first do the Mangalacharan and let's start for today's lecture. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishkanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Get Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hari Om Tat Sat Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Satchidananda Rupaya Krishnaya Alakshita Karine Namo Vedanta Vedhyaya Guruve Buddhi Sakshine. I extend a very warm welcome to all the devotees to this wonderful realization session by all the speakers who have spoken before me on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. We are seeing a very beautiful Madhya Khanda. In that we are looking at chapter number 1, and we are looking at the glorious pastimes of Vishwambhar or Gaurasundar or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his educational sessions or during his teaching sessions to his fellow students. So in that, today we are going to see text number 267 to 277, around say 10 verses. We don't have much of purport in these verses, but a very special personality has been described in these verses. So we will try to churn this nectar in these verses. So text 267, what is the setting? The setting is that all the students, they were sitting and hearing the explanations given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whenever they asked question from the grammar or from the Vedas or from different parts of the Vedas, the answer was only unanimous, and singularly the answer came back from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Krishna is the source of everything, and through all these knowledge one has to understand Krishna, and Krishna is the root of all the words, communication, Vedic science, etc., etc. So whatever questions were asked, all questions were deflected back to Krishna. So that students came and complained to their teacher, and that is text 266. If we go up a little bit, we will see that they are complaining to Gangadas Pandit that we are unable to understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are unable to understand his characteristics. Because whatever we ask, his answers culminate in bhakti, devotion. So this is one of the common allegation that even today Gaudiya Vaishnavas get. In fact, I was once hearing a scholar in Sanskrit present his views on which is the best Bhagavad Gita to read. And the scholar in Sanskrit, he was mentioning about all the Bhagavad Gitas, but he did not mention about Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is. So when somebody asked him, why are you not mentioning about the Bhagavad Gita as it is, which is written by Srila Prabhupada, which has transformed so many lives, which has given so many different people a ray of hope in this material world, and it is one of the largest accepted Bhagavad Gitas, a transforming book in itself. Why are you not referring that to your audience? So as a Sanskrit scholar, he replied back saying that, no, we are not looking at Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, because any page you flip, the answers will be always speaking about Bhakti Yoga. Even if you read Karma Yoga, the answers will lead towards bhakti. If you read Jnana Yoga, the answers will lead to bhakti. So it is all jumbled up to bhakti. So it is not a truthful translation. So many people said, but that is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna wants everybody to pick up Bhakti Yoga. But the Sanskrit scholar said, no, no. it has to be word to word verbatim correct. But if we look at the current allegation that these students are presenting before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's something similar. To Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are saying that whatever we ask from the Vedas, the culmination goes to Krishna and Krishna's past, Krishna's and Krishna's devotional service. So how is this possible? Seems like the same allegation was presented before the Lord as well. And the Lord is very clear in saying that everything has to culminate in bhakti. Everything has to be understood, that is to be understood, culminates in understanding Krishna. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mentioning, and this is what Srila Prabhupada has established in his Bhagavad Gita. So we are on the right track by reading Srila Prabhupada's books. So when the students came to complain to Gangadas Pandit, who was the teacher, they mentioned that they are not able to understand their teacher. They were not able to understand his characteristics. And they were clueless of how to proceed further in their matter of education. So they went and asked Gangadas Pandit. And Gangadas Pandit gave very receptive ears to their feedback. This is very important in an educational system. To have a constant mechanism of feedback and also hearing the complaints from the students. Many of us feel that education is a one-way track, where the teacher would come, they would say the syllabus that they have to say, and they will walk away. If there are any questions asked back to the teacher, they will consider it as a challenge and they will reject the student or give them punishment or scold them or sarcastically scold them in a way that the student will never ask a question. This is not the way of education. Education means the student and the teacher, they both have a two-way feedback. And that is why questions are there. In our shastras, everything is a question and an answer. When Yudhishthira asks the question, we get the answers through Vishnu Sahasranam, which is from Bhishma. When Janmejaya asks the question, we get Mahabharat. When Parikshit asks the question, we get Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna answers the questions of Arjuna, we get Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So everything is a question and an answer. And there also there is a clarification sometimes. Arjuna sometimes asks for clarification in the Bhagavad Gita. He asks, Krishna, how is it possible? You were born along with me, but how is it possible that you remember all your previous births? Krishna says, I have the capability, you do not. So clarifications are also part of the educational system. So here the students are saying, we are unable to understand our teacher Vishwambar. We are unable to understand his present characteristics. So you tell us what to do. This is the question that is being asked. In a hilarious incident, and I think I have narrated this before also, once there was a policeman who was invited to take part in a chief guest inauguration in a school which was there in a village. So he was a chief guest for the Independence Day and he was supposed to hoist the flag in this village. Now this policeman was very expert in reading Ramayana. So he thought that everybody read Ramayana. So this policeman, when he was invited, he said, okay, I will go. And he went to the village. He went to the place. He hoisted the flag. And then he said, I want to interact with some of your primary school students. So the principal of the school said, yes, yes, why not? Please go ahead. Go and interact with your students. So he went And he saw a boy sitting in the first bench. He looked very studious. So the policeman, who was the chief guest, he made the student stand up and he asked, who broke the bow of Janaka? Janaka baan kisne toda? Dhanush kisne toda? Who actually broke the bow of Janaka? This was the question which was asked, assuming the fact that the student, knowing Ramayan, will answer that it was Lord Ramchandra. But the student was so nervous because he was put on the spot. He said, it was not me, sir, who broke. I came directly from my home. I did not enter into any fight. I did not break the bow. And this chief guest policeman was so surprised. He thought, what kind of an answer is this? Then he looked at the teacher and said, what is he saying? And the teacher immediately said, sir, he's a very honest student. He generally does not tell lies. Somebody else would have broken it. Now, the policeman who was a chief guest, he became more perplexed. Forget about the fact that the student does not know. The teacher also does not know. So he thought that he should write a complaint to the principal. So he went to the principal's office. The principal welcomed him and asked him, did you find our students and teachers? Do you find them satisfactory? Then he said, what are you talking about satisfactory? I actually spoke and asked this question, who broke Janaka's bow? The student says, I did not break. The teacher says, he tells right. He might not be the one. So then the principal answered, oh, is it? They both are telling lies. I am sure one of them would have broken the bow. You please write a complaint. I will investigate and tell you the answer. Now the chief guest became further perplexed. This is the state of educational system. This is how it is. That even the principal does not know this. So he thought, I have to leave this village immediately. And he was traveling back to his city when he actually saw the dean or the educational minister's office. So he entered there and he wanted to lodge a complaint about the school, which is not teaching the basic moral values and spiritual values and spiritual stories and spiritual facts and truths. So when the minister heard this, he said, you policemen have the same problem. You always keep asking who broke what. What has been broken? Who broke it? Who is the law offender? You policemen have the same problem of asking the same question to everybody. Why don't you write a breakage report, damage report, and write it in the damage register? Anyway, today things, when they come, they don't have warranty. It is made in different parts of the world. It might be a small plastic bow which would have been broken. Why are you worrying about it so much? Now the chief guest was completely perplexed. He said, neither the education minister knows. So he went home very dejected. And he was sitting with his hand on his head, thinking, what will happen now? What will happen to the education? And at that time, his wife came there and asked, why are you dejected? He said, I asked this question, who broke Janaka's bow? And nobody could answer. His wife immediately said, this is such a simple question. Why is that nobody could answer this question? He said, do you know the answer? She said, yes. So he asked, can you tell me the answer? Who broke Janaka's bow? She said, Ramesh Patil. And now he was surprised. Who is Ramesh Patil? She said, Ramesh Patil, who acted in the Ramayan serial. He only picked up the bow and broke it. So it is him. Why people don't watch serials? Now he became further dejected. So this is the quality of educational system, because nobody asks questions and nobody gives the right answers. And he said, what is the use of such an education? There is no use of such an education. And he was completely dejected. But our older education system was not like this. Our older education system was very clear. They had the opportunity to ask questions. And here they are asking questions. And Gangadas Pandit, who is a teacher, is giving 2 years to their questions. And now he's going to give a solution. Text 267. Upadhyaya Shiromani Vipra Gangadasa Shuniyasha Bara Vakya Upajila Hasa. Hearing the student's words, the Brahmana Gangadas Pandit, he was a Vipra, who is the crest jewel of all teachers, burst into laughter. So Gangadas Pandit was a great teacher. He was Shiromani. He was Guru Shiromani. He was very, very good at his task. But who is Gangadas Pandit? Gaur Ganadesh Deepika gives us a very good glimpse into it. Purashid Raghunathasya Yo Vashishta Munir Guruhu Saprakasha Visheshena Gangadasa Sudarshanau. In Gaura Ganodesha Deepika, which is like a diary of telling us who is who, in text number 53, it is mentioned that Ramachandra's Guru, who is Ramachandra's Guru? Ramayana, anybody? Who is Ramachandra's Guru?
Vashishta.
Guru Vashishta.
Absolutely right. Vashishta Muni, he appeared in 2 expansions in the Gaura Leela as Gangadas Pandit and Sudarshan. So Gangadas Pandit, he appeared as, Vashishta Muni appeared as Gangadas Pandit and Sudarshan. But at the same time, in the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, at another place, verse 199, there is one more mention, there is one more reference for Gangadas Pandit. Acharya Shri Jagannatho Gangadaso Prabhu Priyaha Asin Madhuvane Pragyo Durvasa Gopika Priya. Durvasa Muni, who was Gopika Priya, Durvasa Muni was very, very fond to all the gopis. He was very dear to the gopis. Jagannath Acharya and Gangadas Pandit were previously Durvasa Muni. Now there is 2 references. He is Vashishta Muni. He is Durvasa Muni. Then there is also another reference. What is the another reference? In Chaitanya Bhagavat itself there is a reference. In the first, when we read Adi Leela, in the 10th chapter, in the 29th verse, it is mentioned that whoever remembers Gangadas, who was very, very dear to Lord Chaitanya, they will be freed from material bondage. So now we are remembering him, but we are confused also. One, in the same Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, Gangadas Pandit is mentioned as Vashishta Muni. In the same, it is mentioned as he is Durvasa Muni. And in Chaitanya Bhagavat, in the first Adi Leela, 8th chapter, 26th verse, it is mentioned that he is like Krishna's Sandipani Muni. Now we have the 3rd reference. Vashishta, Sandipani, Durvasa. So who is he? So we actually see that there was a Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya. His name was Abhidhana Haridas. And he gave an answer that these are not conflicting information. These are the right information. And he mentioned that the Vashishta Muni entered into Sandipana Muni in Krishna Leela. And hence, these 2 are being mentioned. Now, this is what is the answer given. And Kavi Karnapura also identifies Keshav Bharati as Sandipani Muni. So there are many, many munis or teachers of Krishna who reincarnate. Why? Because Advaita Acharya wanted this. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he wanted all his eternal associates to also take incarnation. So hence Gangadas Pandit himself came. And he was expert in Shastras. He was very, very expert. And what did he do? He wrote many books. And these books are very, very famous even today. What are the books he wrote? There were books that were written, which was very expertly mentioning about the chandas of Vedas. There are different chanda, meters, understood chamtaha. There are 6 or 7. Tishtup, Brahati, Pankti, Trishtup, Jagatyaha, Chandamsi. So while in my younger days we used to do the Sandhya Vandan, we used to say this. The different kind of chandas which is available in the Vedas. So one of the books that Gangadas Pandit wrote was called as Chandomanjari. In that, in the first Mangalacharan, he gives a little bit details into who his father and mother were. He says, Devam Pranamya Gopalam Vaidya Gopala Dasajaha Santosha Ananya Satchando Ganga Dasa Stanotyadaha. He mentions his father's name as Vaidya Gopala Das. These are very tidbit information of who Gangadas Pandit was. And he also mentions his mother's name as Santoshi. And he says, I pay my respectful obeisances unto him and her, and then start my treatise, which is called as Chandomanjari. It's a very wonderful book where different chandas are being mentioned. And the generally people accept Pingala Muni as one of the key personalities who has given a lot of insights on the Vedas and the chandas. So he's so perfect in the Vedic meters, in the chandas, etc., that he was teaching these students. And here, when those chandas and those verbal roots were being mentioned, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going back and saying, Krishna is the source of everything. So he burst into laughter because he knew his eternal position. And he knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is coming and he's trying to preach Krishna consciousness to everyone. So he burst into laughter and he said, Ojabale ghare yaha asiha shakale ajiyami sikshai botanhare vikale. Gangadas said, go home now and return soon. This afternoon I will instruct him. So he told all the students, you go home and this afternoon I am going to instruct him. At that time you may come. Bhala mata kariyena padyena punthi asiha vikale sabatanahara samhati. Then he may teach you properly. So he's saying that when I instruct him, after that he will teach you properly. So if you want to come along with him in the afternoon. So he told, go now, and when I instruct Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time you can come with him in the afternoon. Paramaharisheshabhavashaya Chalila Vishwambara Sange Sabe Vikale Aila. All the students, you know, generally when they say the school is over, the bell has rung, the teacher has said, no class today, go home. Everybody becomes very happy. This is like an eternal freedom. They become very happy and they return to their homes. And in the afternoon, they came with Vishambar to the house of Gangadas Pandit. At that time, Gangadas Pandit, he said, Guru Racharana Dhuli Prabhulaya Shire Vidyalaba Hau Guru Ashirvada Kare. Vishwambar, who is the eternal source of all knowledge, who knows all the Vedic Shastras, who by reading all the Vedic Shastras, who is to be known, he is setting a perfect example of taking blessings. So in fact, in the younger days, in my house, when the Upanayana ceremony is given, so they used to teach us how to really welcome your guru. That means when you appear before a saintly personality, we are supposed to introduce ourselves. And there was a method, just like in the modern days, we just walk up to a person, says, hi, I am so-and-so, and we welcome. I am a director in so-and-so company. I am a manager in so-and-so company. This is how they introduce themselves. But the Vedic tradition does not introduce before a spiritual master or a saintly persons like this. They call this as Abhivadaye. So I still remember that an abhivadaye or salutations or welcoming or paying our obeisances to saintly personalities, except one's mother, because your mother knows who you are, we generally are supposed to give our credentials of what we are reading, what we are doing, which gotra we are, what is our name, etc. And it is not out of pride, it is out of humility in the heart. So one is supposed to touch his both the ears. So whenever you see some, even today in the southern part of India, when you go, some brahmanas and vipras, they touch their both ears and they say, I don't want to hear pride for me, but I would like to humbly prostrate before you. And they say, Abhivadaye Angirasa Bahar Spritya Bharadvaja Trayo Rishaga Pravaranete Bharadvaja Gotraha Apastamba Sutraha Yajushakha Dhyayi Shri Haridasa Varyanam Ham Asmin Boho. This is how they say. So that means that Abhivadaye, O salutations, O great master, O saintly personality. In which line I do come from? Angirasa. From the Angirasa Muni's line. Which gotra? Bharadvaja. Bharadvaja gotra. Trayorisheha. Angirasa. Bahurspritya. Bharadvaja. So these three rishis. Brihaspatya. Angirasa. And Bharadvaja. From this gotra. So the Iskonites can say Achyuta gotra. Trayorisheha. Pravaran nite. Bharadvaja gotraha. And which sutra are you studying? Apastamba sutraha. Which Veda are you studying? Yajur Shakhadhyayi, Yajur Veda. What is your name? Then we say, such a Vedic tradition, and my name is so and so, Haridas Varya. Or the spiritual name that is given at the initiation ceremony or at the child's naming ceremony. Generally, in today's world also, when the child's name is given, they give a spiritual name and they give a karmi legal name. So the spiritual name is used for the Vedic traditions and for learning. Aham asmin boho. So I pay my respects unto you. So the person gets the curricular vitae of what you are currently engaged in studying. What is your gotra? Which lineage you are coming from? So this is a beautiful tradition. Even today, in many of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradayas, it is followed. So here also the Lord came and took the dust from the feet of his guru. Shri Guru Charana Padma. And his guru blessed him saying, may you attain knowledge. Guru Ashirvada Kare. What did he say? Vidya Labha How? May you get knowledge. Sandipani Muni, Vasishta Muni, they are happy to give this knowledge. But what will they teach to the personality who is the embodiment of all knowledge? In the Gopala Tapani Upanishad, which was the part of my Mangalacharan Shloka, there is a first verse which is very beautiful. It says, Sachidananda Rupaya Krishnaya Aklishta Karine. Sachit Anandaya Rupaya. Sachidananda. Who is Sachidananda? Krishna is Sachidananda. God Sundar is Sachidananda. What is Sat? Eternal. He cannot be touched by time. He is beyond time. And he cannot be touched by any place. He is beyond the place. And how do we know that? We know that from Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, 3rd chapter, 26th verse. It's mentioned very clearly. Yoyam kalas tasyate vyakta bandho. Cheshtam ahush cheshtate yena vishvam nimesha adhir vatsantaranto mahyams tam tveshanam shema dhama prabhavatye. It says, O inaugurator of the material energy, this wonderful creation works under the control of powerful time. So Bhagavatam says, everything works under time, which is divided into seconds, minutes, hours, years. This element of time, which extends for millions of years, is none other than another form of Lord Vishnu. For your pastimes, you act as the controller of time, but you are the reservoir of all good fortune. So let me offer my surrender unto your lordships. So here, Srimad Bhagavatam clearly mentions that he is the controller of time. And he is eternal. He does not have any beginning or end. He has no exteriors. He has no interiors. He has no front. He has no rear. So are we talking about the Brahman? But still Srimad Bhagavatam says he is all pervading. He is the influence of the element of time. There is no difference between for Krishna. There is past, present and future. There is no difference. But he has a transcendental form which is always there. But this same personality who doesn't have anything, who is absolute, who is beyond relativity, who is different from the cause and effect, and he is the cause of all causes, that person is now appeared as a simple boy and is bound by Mother Yashoda in the wooden motor with the help of a rope. This is how Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioning Krishna. Sat, he is beyond time and he is eternal. Chit, he is full knowledge, full consciousness, full knowledge, pure consciousness. And Ananda, fully blissful, intensely blissful. And all this is formed in the form of Sri Krishna. Sat Chit Ananda Rupaya. And then Gopala Tapani Upanishad says, Krishna Alakshita Karine. Krishna Aklishta Karine. Sorry. Aklishta Karine means he performs his activities without any effort. There is absolutely no effort, no gargantuan effort taken by Krishna. Krishna does his work very, very easily. Krishna does his work very, very wonderfully without any problem. How? He kills Putana very easily. He kills Agasur very easily. He gives liberation to Agasur very easily. He creates all this material world just by a glance. There is no tiring effort which is given by Krishna. So he does all this very, very easily. He just plays his flute and suddenly he gives bliss to all the Brajvasis. And all the entities in the world dance in prema just by playing his flute. And all this he does without any major effort. So the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, which is part of the Atharva Veda, mentions Sat Chit Ananda Rupaya Krishna Aklishta Karane. What is the second verse? He says, Namo Veda Vedhyaya. Says very wonderfully. Namo Vedanta Vedhyaya. He is Vedanta Vedhyaya. He is the one who is to be known by all the Vedas. 15:15, he says, Bhagavad Gita, Vedesha Sarve Ahameva Vedyo. Of all the Vedas, who is to be known? Krishna is to be known. And hence, he is to be known as Vedanta Vedyaya. Ramaya, Rama Bhadraya, Rama Chandraya, Vedase, Raghunathaya, Nathaya, Sitaya, Pate Namaha. Mother Kausalya calls him as Rama. Dasharata calls him as Rama Bhadra, because he is also residing in Bhadrachala mountain. Rama Bhadra. Here Vedase, Vashishta, who is none other than Gangadas Pandit, calls him as Vedase. Gopal Tapani Upanishad calls him as Namo Vedanta Vedhyaya. So he is the repository of all Vedic knowledge. Raghunathaya. The Ayodhya Vasis call him as Raghunatha, the crown prince of the Raghu clan. Nathaya, Sita, Mata calls him as Nath, as her husband. Raghunathaya Nathaya, Sitaya Pateye Namaha. He is the husband of Mother Sita. So he is called as Vedase by Vasishtha Muni. And here, that personality of Vasishtha Muni, who used to call Lord Ramchandra as Vedase, Sandipani Mani, who used to give all full knowledge to Krishna, who was already a repository of all knowledge, here he's saying, may you attain knowledge. See, such a wonderful, small bit of a pastime. Sometimes when we read, we just miss these lines. But there is so much happening between these words. May you attain knowledge. To whom? Gopal Tapani Upanishad says, Namo Vedanta Vedyaya Guruve. So who is Krishna? Krishna is a guru. So here guru is saying you get all the knowledge and you become guru. But he is already known as guru. He is Gurave. Buddhi Sakshine. Gurave Buddhi Sakshine. Krishnam Vande Jagat Guru. That's what I've written here. Krishna is the Jagat Guru. He knows. He is the supreme teacher. And his devotees are the supreme teacher. So once a person asked, why is Ramanujacharya so famous? One person said that Ramanujacharya is so famous because he gave Vishishta Advaita. Then the other person said, okay, so what is so famous about it? Anybody can give. So the other person said, no, he is Adishesh himself. He is Adishesha. So he's saying, Adishesha, why Adishesha has to come and give Vishishta Advaita? Then the other person said, Vishishta Advaita had to be given by Adishesha alone because it is superior to Dvaita and Advaita. He said, how is it possible? Because Adishesha came as a snake. In a snake form, the Adishesha, the snake, sees and hears by the same organ. So two things are done by the same organ, seeing and hearing. So two things are known by one organ, which is generally the philosophy which says, both Paramatma and Jiva, the Lord and the Jiva are the same. So that is one philosophy. But the tongue of the serpent is two. If you have seen the tongue of the serpent, it has two, which says, no, both are different. Dvaita. So he is the perfect personality who can explain, who can understand both of them, and he can give Vishishta Dvaita. But the Lord is the source of knowledge for such great personalities also. Hence, he is Guruve. And he is Guruve Buddhi Sakshine. Only when he gives the knowledge, people are able to realize about him. Buddhi Sakshine. He is the one who has to give knowledge. And what great fortune these children have. That Guru, that Krishna, who is the Krishnam Vande Jagat Guru, is studying like a disciple in Gangadas Pandit, replaying the pastimes, and he is giving the eternal knowledge of devotional service to these students and telling the root of all Vedic literature is none other than Krishna Bhakti. But Gangadas Pandit wants to hide it a little bit. And he is going to now instruct Vishwambar about a couple of things. The Lord's teacher said, my dear Vishwambar, please hear my words. The studying of a Brahmana is not the result of being less fortunate. So here he is giving logic that a Brahmana is supposed to study. But if a Brahmana studies all the other parts of the Shastras, the Nyaya, the Tarka, does not make him less fortunate. So when you give the purport that those who take to Bhakti are the only fortunate and other things have to be ignored, don't say so. And he gives a tarka. He says, Mattamaha Yandra Chakravati Nilambara Bapa Yantra Jagannatha Mishra Purandara. He says, look into your own family. Your maternal grandfather was Nilambar Chakravarti. Your father is Jagannath Mishra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, so Ubaya Kulete Murkha Naika Tomara Tumi Oparana Yogya Vyakyanati Kara. They are no fools because they are very expert in devotional service, in the knowledge of devotional service. But they also learned these parts of the Shastras. They are no fools, your maternal and paternal families. And you are also not a fool because you are capable of giving all the different expert meanings in a very nice way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are very wonderful in giving the meanings. You are qualified to explain the commentaries. So, what is the problem? So don't give up studies. Go through the paces one by one by one. Don't just jump to the devotional literature immediately. Go study. And Srila Prabhupada mentions this very, very nicely. In the first chapter, first verse, first purport, second line of Bhagavad Gita. Dharma Kshetre, Kurukshetre, the verse Second line of the purport, he says, one should study the scriptures scrutinizingly. This is the word he uses in the purport. Right at the first go, scrutinizingly. And he puts that statement in the first purport, second line of Bhagavad Gita, because he wants the student to go very systematically studying Bhagavad Gita, not jump to the most important part. Similarly, he says, Bhagavatam, study systematically. Chaitanya Charitamrita, study scrutinizingly. Don't be the ones who will just pluck out the important parts of the most nectarian parts and not study the other parts. That kind of omission is not accepted. So here Gangadas Pandit is mentioning the same. And finally he says, remembering all this, practice your lessons properly. Only through proper study, again he mentions, studying scrutinizedly, one can become a Vaishnava Brahmana. So the Upanayana ceremony, etc., which were given in the Vedic tradition, was to perform Vedharambam, that is to arambha, to start studying of the Vedic scriptures. But they had rules and regulations. 6 months of a year you should study, 6 months of the year you should not study. But if we go by 6 months and 6 months, one will not be able to complete the studies of the Vedic scriptures. So the Guru had given the permissions of studying the Vedic scriptures, even if it is not the time to study Vedic scriptures. Of course, bhakti literatures have no such rule. They can be studied all times. But because we are doing a mistake, that is why every year they will change their Upanayana and they used to do Prayaschitta. But devotional service does not have any of such rules. And that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was mentioning. But here Gangadas Pandit is saying, according to instructions, your explanations of devotional service to the Lord and concentrate on studying and teaching the Shastras. And because just by studying the Shastras, your students will become Vaishnava Brahmans. Simply by studying the Vedas and literatures and pursuing Vedas, one can become a Vaishnava Brahman. So this is what he was mentioning. And further, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes that one who is expert in logic, argument of the revealed scriptures, one who has firm faith in Krishna, he is classified as a topmost devotee. He can deliver the whole world. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, also this is mentioned. So it is very important for us to know all parts of the Vedic tradition and being aware of all parts of the Vedic tradition. And hence, in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, also it is emphasized that one has to be expert in logic and understanding of revealed scriptures. Because if somebody questions, you should be able to explain it from a logical understanding point of view also. And by learning it in a very nice way, our conviction and faith also increases. We don't stay in the Kanishta level. We'll slowly progress and slowly move towards to become a devotee in topmost devotional service. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exhibiting this functionality, this feature. And this is what he is showcasing. And this is what he is showing us by explaining all the various different meanings of the root words and pointing it towards Krishna. So that is why the Gopal Tapani Upanishad rightly mentions Satchit Ananda Rupaya. He is Satchit Ananda. Who else can explain about all knowledge until he is eternal and full of knowledge? So Satchit Ananda Rupaya, he is the same Gaur Sundar, Vishwambhar, Krishna Aklishta Karane. For anybody else, this is such a tiring effort, taking all the Vedic texts together, reading through them page by page. He will tire his youth, his old age, everything. But for Krishna, this is such a small, simple task. It's untiring effort. It doesn't tire him at all. Doesn't break a sweat. Namo Vedanta Vedyaya. And he is the source of all the Vedas. And from Vedas, he is to be known. And hence, he is the Guruve. He is the Guru. And hence, only when he gives the knowledge, just like the way Gaur Sundar is giving these lectures to his students, Buddhi Sakshine. And only then, he will be that jiva will be able to understand. But there also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showcasing, though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wishes he can give, he is going and falling at the feet of Gangadas Pandit. And Gangadas Pandit is adding to his desire, may you attain knowledge. That means may you dissipate knowledge. And he is giving further understanding to Gaurasundar, to Vishwambar, that you know, your paternal, maternal fathers, they have practiced. And please study all the Shastras. This will lead you to great disciples having, great students becoming Vaishnava Brahmans. So this is very wonderful that we are going to see the pastimes of Gangadas Pandit and Vishwambar in the coming chapters. How Gaurasundar at the time of very critical juncture, when Gangadas Pandit will be attacked by the Yavana king, he will protect them as a boatman. So there are further pastimes between Gangadas Pandit and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we will see as Chaitanya Bhagavat unfolds one page after another, a divine dam of nectarian rasas. So I would stop here and I would request my forgiveness unto all the devotees in some of my words were uninspiring or did not meet the required criteria for to be entertaining as a class. But if you found anything that is nice, all the glories go to my spiritual master. And if you found any mistakes, those are truly mine. Yadastra skalitam kinchit vidvam satpurayantu tat yadastra saushtubam kinchit tad gurur eva menehi. Thank you very much, my dear devotees. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaurasundar ki jai, Gangadas Pandit ki jai. Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, comments, clarifications, feedbacks, critics, more than welcome.
Thank you, Prabhu, for such a beautiful class. Hare Krishna, Prabhu, can you hear me?
Yes, Mataji, I can hear. Thank you, Mataji.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. That's very many lessons from today's class, especially we have these books that Srila Prabhupada has given. We need to study well, and it's very easy now to understand everything because of Srila Prabhupada. Always Guru Maharaj encourages.
You're cutting in and out, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, you want to take your question? Thank you, Prabhu, for the very nice class, Prabhu, and very nicely you explained these topics. I like the it's kind of a joke, but also very good learning to make. Who broke Janaka's bow? I have one question, Prabhu.
Yes, Mata.
I don't know whether my question will make any sense or not. But see, on one side, we see that Mahaprabhu is teaching everything in terms of Krishna. Right? That
yes.
Definitely everything is Krishna, every syllable is Krishna. And he's teaching in perspective of devotional service.
Yes.
Which is apt because in our case, we are so conditioned that remembering Krishna is always a challenge. Right. But in case of pure devotees, forgetting Krishna is a challenge.
Right.
And so my question is that whatever he was speaking was actually apt, was actually right. And even I heard that this entire conversation that Mahaprabhu gave to the students in terms of taking everything to Krishna is what Jiva Goswami's Harinam Vyakranam is, right?
Yes.
Harinam Amrita Vyakranam.
Yes, yes.
Taking everything in perspective to Krishna. Then why Gangadas Pandit is telling Mahaprabhu that you should first come on to the level of understanding the right truth, teaching the right truth, and then making them Krishna conscious, or then making them about telling them about the perspective of devotional service. I'm somehow confused that rather Gangadas Pandit should be happy that whatever he's teaching is actually right.
Correct. So that's Yeah. It's very correct. It seems like a conflicting message of the larger scheme versus the current scheme of instructions, right?
Yeah.
So this is a very nice question, Mataji. So the way is that everybody plays their part in their pastimes. So when everybody plays their part in the pastimes, at the same time, they want to set the precedence very correctly. That people should learn all aspects of the Vedas. However, they should understand that the goal of all the Vedas, of all the learnings, is Krishna and devotional service.
Mm-hmm.
However, there is a process to achieve that. So he is trying to emphasize that, as Gangadas Pandit wants to emphasize. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his pastimes, will emphasize that if you follow him, or if you follow his instructions, one will get the highest benefit. So the way I see it, Mataji, is that to exemplify the blessing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to give, one has to explain the difficulties of the normal world. Or in other words, if one has to be explained, you should go back to Goloka. One will ask, why should I go to Goloka? Why should I go to Vaikuntha? Then people start explaining about the problems of this material world. They say that there is dukkha, there is all these problems. Vaikuntha, these are all not there. So people understand it more clearly. So my understanding is that Gangadas Pandit is playing the part one of a guru, which is supposed to play. He is supposed to answer to all his students, may or may not be, they might be all on the same plane. So he's telling, you know, your devotional aspect, I know it is going to come, let it come later, but please emphasize on this. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to showcase that, you know, everything culminates at the highest, which is devotional service, and he's going to dole it out to everybody. But Gangadas Pandit is kind of keeping the suspense, keeping it. That's why he burst into laughter. Otherwise, why would he burst into laughter? Right. So he's like, okay, I know he's jumping the gun. He wants to do it quickly, but hold on.
Future verses, we'll see that Mahaprabhu will not agree to it.
he'll not agree to it. He has come to break open the dam. He will use a sledgehammer, but he will not use a screwdriver.
Never. That's what Mahaprabhu came for.
Yes.
Thank you for explaining so nicely. And another thing is that this Sandeepamani Muni is also a Keshava Bharati, right?
Yes, correct. That's mentioned. Yeah. Yes, that's mentioned as well. So there are multiple personalities that's being mentioned. So yes, Keshav Bharati, yes.
So when we say that there are multiple personalities coming, means that their forms, like they themselves are not coming, but their characteristics are coming?
I don't know, Mataji. I really do not know. I do not know.
Because how can the multiple, I don't know whether my mind is limited or I'm not able to conceive. Like when we say that multiple personalities come in one form, so that means.
So it's like an aggregation is what Abhidhana Haridas mentions. He says, Ramchandra's guru Vasishta entered into Sandeepani Muni during Krishna Leela. And then he came as Gangadas Pandit. So it's like a collapse. You know, in an Excel sheet, you have many rows and you collapse. It's like collapse, collapse, collapse. It's like,
computers, so I don't know. But
yeah.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you for your wonderful session. As always, we always look forward for your classes. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Sorry, my computer, I was using today old computer and it took me out from the call. Sorry for that, Prabhu.
No problem.
Once again, very beautiful class, Prabhu. We have more raised hands. Harita Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. That was very nice session, Prabhu. It was very enlightening. We got to know more, very new things. And Prabhu, actually, you spoke about like Advaita and Dvaita, right? So what does our Gaudiya philosophy follow? Like, what is it?
Our Gaudiya philosophy follows Achintya Beda Beda Tattva, simultaneous oneness and yet difference.
Can you please explain it, Prabhu, a little bit?
It's a class in itself, Mataji. I'm very So I'll give you a small example about Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. I'm not qualified to speak on it, so I would really refrain. But it is a progressive mechanism. All these philosophical traits, philosophies which are being mentioned, is one after the other. First, the Shankaras say that the Jiva and the Supreme Lord, they both are same. For example, they give the example of the water and the sea. If you take a bottle of water and that water, if you put it back in the sea, there is no difference between the water in the bottle and the water in the sea. So they say that the Jiva will merge back to the Supreme Lord and he will lose his existence. This is one philosophy. But then Ramanujacharya said, no, this is not like that. If you take the bottle of water, you can actually see qualitatively they are same. The ocean water is the same as the bottled water. If you are taking the water from the ocean, both are salt water, but the quantity is different. In the ocean, you can put large ships, boats, but you cannot do that in the bottled water. So quantity is different, quality is the same. So he said Jiva and the Supreme Lord, they both are different in terms of quantity. But quality-wise, we are part and parcel of Krishna. So this is what he mentioned. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further mentioned Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. It is Achintya, that simultaneous oneness and yet difference. And there are many examples to it. Maybe one day we can talk about all these philosophies by a much better speaker. I am not the one who can speak on this matter, Mataji. So I'll just tell you that our philosophy is Achintya Beda Beda Tattva, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced.
So like we are coming under a sampradaya or it's only an organization? Why I'm asking this is like a few people are discussing about ISKCON in this way. So I just wanted to a clarity on it, because my husband also, he sometimes argues with me. So I just want to answer him correctly. Like what I'm following, I should explain to him correctly.
Correct.
Like what
correct.
Is this? That's why.
Correct. Correct. So we are under the Gaudiya Vaishnav Parampara, and in the Gaudiya Vaishnav Parampara, the philosophical trait which is explained is Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. So just like in Sri Vaishnava, it's Vishishta Advaita. There is Dvaita. There is Dvaita, Advaita, like that. Ours is Achintya. Achintya means inconceivable, unimaginable, unimaginable is the right word. Achintya, inconceivable. Simultaneously, there is oneness and yet there is difference. So maybe somebody, maybe Vinita Gandharvika Mataji or Kirtida Mataji, you can give an example. There is nothing that I can think of on top of my mind. If anybody can give an example, that will be nice. Okay, maybe
okay, Alex.
Go ahead, Mataji.
Okay. So I've had this example, simultaneously one and different, and we being, it's actually the philosophy is more of Shakti Parinamavad, because that is what has been explained in terms of difference from other sutras and from other philosophies. So how the Shakti actually transforms into this world, and then how we are separated parts and parcels of the Lord. So that is the explanation of Achintya Beda Beda. An example specifically that you might want to consider, which I've heard, is imagine the figurine of a large motorbike. Okay, so you have a model motorbike toy, and then inside that bike you have many tiny bikes, okay, many tiny bikes embedded in it. So each of these tiny bikes are one with the big one. At the same time, they are different. So inconceivably they are one and different. and it is the Shakti that transforms into the Jagat and also and manifests as the Jivas in one sense, because we are separated. So we belong to the whole at the same time we are different. So, but I will definitely talk to Harita Mataji separately. I didn't, if she had texted me, I didn't realize what she was asking, so I couldn't respond properly, but I will get that.
No, that's a very nice example, Mataji. Thank you very much. Thank you for...
Yeah, sure, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you,
Prabhu. Thank you, Preeti Vilasni Mataji. We have one more raise at Charna Lakshmi Mataji. Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. I don't know whether I'm putting in the right manner or not. Sorry to say this. Prabhu, can we use the word Jagat Guru for Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj?
Yes, we can.
Okay, Prabhu. Okay, Prabhu. Thank you very much.
We can use for definitely for Srila Prabhupada, because he is Jagat Guru. And we can also use it for our Guru Maharaj. Yes. Because the Vaishnavas, we follow in the footsteps of the Vaishnavas. And all the Vaishnavas and Prabhupada disciples address him as Jagat Guru. So definitely for Srila Prabhupada. And we should also follow in the footsteps of our God brothers and God sisters. So your respective very revered Guru Maharaj, if he's mentioned as Acharya Pad or Guru Srila Gurudev. So we should follow in the footsteps of senior God sisters, God disciples. If they call and call them by that name, we can use that name.
We have one last raise hand. Mehak Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Mehak. Dandavats.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandavats Pranam.
Yeah.
Prabhu, I have one question. So, you know, you said that Sandipani Muni has Vashishth Muni then came as Sandipani Muni. But here in Chaitanya Leela, we see Ishwar Puri as a different, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru. So, and in Krishna Leela, Sandipani Muni is Krishna's guru. So, how do we understand then, and who is Ishwar Puri in Krishna Leela in that case?
Oh, very difficult question. But then we see that there are multiple instructing spiritual masters. Even in Lord Ramchandra's Leela, we see Vashishta and Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra also instructs him on many subject matter and also gives him all the weapons. But the Gurukul systems of teachers are also there, who is Vashishta for Lord Ramchandra. Similarly, the Krishna Leela, we would have in the court of Mathura, if he was there, and in the court of Mathura, he would have, in there he would have, like Vashishta, he would have a spiritual master. But when he went to Gurukul, it was Sandipani Muni. But Krishna's case is unique because he went to Vrindavan and then he came back to Mathura, he still went, you know, Krishna Balram, they went and they learnt under Sandipani Muni. So, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's case also, it's like that. The initiating spiritual master, one who gave Krishna Prem, was Ishwara Puri. But to learn the schooling part of it, he was learning under Gangadas Pandit. So, like this, there are two different spiritual masters, one for education, one for the lineage that you are in. If you are a Kshatriya, you will have a spiritual master within the kingdom, within your family, Kula Guru. Same is we see Dronacharya and Kula Guru, Kripacharya. Like that we see for the weapon system, we have a different spiritual master like that. But Krishna is Jagat Guru. He is source of all knowledge. So to answer your question, in Chaitanya, in Krishna Leela, Ishwara Puris, does anybody know? I do not know. Who was a Kul Guru in Krishna Leela?
Nowhere it's mentioned, Prabhu. We also tried a lot when we were doing Chaitanya Charitamrita sessions. Okay. But can't find anywhere that who was Ishwara Puri in Krishna Leela.
Okay. So Mahek, you can add to the research.
Yes, Prabhu.
Yes. So Mahek is very good at researching, so it's good. You can add to the research. One homework for all of us to find out. Thank you, Mataji, for helping me out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, is there any more questions for Prabhuji? Okay, if there are no more questions, we can end the call here. I would like to offer my obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyeva Chapatitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindhi Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. He's great. Haridas Varya Prabhuji Ki Jai. Thank you, Prabhu, once again. We are looking forward to see you again.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you all again for the very wonderful chance. And we'll end the call here, dear devotees. We'll see you again tomorrow with the continuation of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.